So there is some value.
I mean, this is all star thistle hair, right?
Yeah.
So it's being grazed and there's still star thistle. That doesn't seem like a reason to
because of red tail hawk, it's not quite as big.
Yeah. I thought cattle spread star thistle.
They don't like to eat
that yellow thing up there.
But they do. It's not good for them.
But it sounds like what you're saying, Rick, is the fact that it's being irrigated, that's like on the plus column of this current management.
Yeah. It's somebody's taking, quote, taking care of it, so the city doesn't have to.
That's what you call it.
But to really irrigate that was originally, you have to really irrigate when we first, right? It's not just like a
survey.
It's like you got to be serious about irrigating.
We can
get the start thistle out-competed.
When the ranch for standing stone, we conceded the lower.
Yeah.
Go, okay, that's what they're doing there.
This was the standing stone.
They're grazing.
No, they had...
Used to be. They're grazing there. That's cool. We were interested in trying to protect or at least awareness, elevating awareness about this unusual colony of birds. And that was kind of our motivation. And at the time, you still had access through there. So people would horseback ride, but there was just the one trail.
So you said you conceded the lower below.
Well, we didn't make any, as far as Audubon and stuff, when we looked at it, we were like, oh, we want to emphasize that this is an unusual occurrence and it might be the biggest colony of these birds in Oregon, at least in Western Oregon for sure. So we wanted to emphasize the importance of that, but we knew that the grazing was below and we thought, and otherwise this was open land that the city was sitting on. So it's like all open lands that people aren't using, we're just like, oh, well, look. So that was part of it too. And I think also as well, if I remember correctly, there might have been, and there was also about the solar array issue too at the time, which also brought why we were interested in maybe protecting or raising awareness about the grasshopper species and how it might interact if there was a solar array, and that, you know, we'd like to protect the areas where the grasshoppers species was, but we thought it was kind of off limits because at the time it was a lease, so we,
And the lease got messed up where the lease, unbeknownst to the city councilors that approved it, it said that they could use the area above, but I was able to actually block that. But then what happened is the cows just got loose and went up there anyway. So it kind of, ended up being a moot point.
Right.
So here we are.
So where's the bad incursion that you were talking about?
Oh, well, if you walk up in there, you'll see it's everywhere. But at the far end is where I've walked it. And I've walked all the way up to where that big rock outcropping people have been talking about.
Right.
And all that area, well, actually, I take it back. Not quite up to the rock outcropping, because when these guys, they never were given permission to be on the upper part of the, this is the lower part of the upper. So the upper part, they never were given permission. So they put a fence across.
Right.
And you can just look below the fence, they're just, it's pockmarked with hoof prints everywhere. And above, it's not.
Okay.
And another thing that's really interesting is that fence they put up there, two strands of barbed wire, one strand of electric. And look at these cheesy fences down here.
Right.
I don't get it.
They fell over. Yep.
Are we 2 o'clock?
We're approaching 2 o'clock. I was going to propose that some of us could dash out to the other end and come back and make it back by 3 before that.
And then... I think that's that would be... I would go along with that as long as you agree to take a couple pictures for me.
Sure.
And I haven't been out there, so I want to be in that dash.
But
I've never been.
It will need to be a dash. Because
Let's do it. You don't have to dash too much. You got multiple vehicles.
Well, everyone's gonna have to go back at the same time, pretty much. I mean, be back at the cars at the same time.
Oh right,
that's true.
Okay. Well, it depends on where Jeff.
Jeff,
I can go out with Jeff. So what I want a picture of is the fence at the far end.
Yeah.
There used to be an actual gate, one of those hook electric fence handle gate.
Yeah.
And a picture along there from looking at from both ways.
This is along the ditch.
Below the ditch. There's a fence.
Okay.
It's when I was here a couple months ago, it was totally down. I was told it was put back up. I just like to see what it looks like.
Back and they can't walk stuff down.
Go get going. Hurry up.
Yeah.